Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jackie Brandt. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Davis. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bo Bilinski. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Bo Bilinski. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Buchek. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Hendley. Pitching for the New York Mets, Bob Hendley. And now, play ball. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. Bateman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Jones out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda takes first base on ball four. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Swoboda moves to second. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a line drive into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bo Belinsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belinsky takes first base on ball 4. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Hendley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendley is called out on strikes. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 0 for 1 in the game. Buchek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Swoboda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Swoboda moves to third. Cranepool moves to second. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Swoboda tags and scores. Cranepool tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Mets. Bob Hendley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendley hits a line drive towards the mound. Bilinski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews is 0-for-1 in the game. Mathews hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Astros, 2, Mets, 2. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bo Bilinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilinski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bilinski is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Bateman moves to second. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bateman moves to third. Morgan moves to second. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn is walked intentionally. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones bunts towards the mound. Bilinski fields it and throws to first for the out. Harrelson moves to second. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Charles is hit by the pitch. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harrelson moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 3-2, Mets. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 0-for-2 in the game. Buchek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charles scores. It's 4-2, Mets. Barry Latman now pitching. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Swoboda is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Hal Renef now pitching. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mathews strikes out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bateman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brandt moves to third. Norm Miller pinch hits for Barry Latman. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Grote for a passed ball. Bateman moves to second. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Norm Miller now playing left field. Dave Eilers now pitching. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Eilers covering, for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Renouf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renouf strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones bunts towards the mound. Eilers fields it and throws to first for the out. Harrelson moves to second. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds now playing left field. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub strikes out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brandt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Julio Gatte pinch hits for Dave Eilers. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buchek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Dan Schneider now pitching. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Buchek takes first base on ball 4. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Buchek moves to second. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Buchek moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Grote is walked intentionally. Hal Renef is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grote. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Grote steals second. Hal Renef is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renef is 0-for-1 in the game. Renef strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mathews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Renef covering, for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and Houston Astros, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.